Speaking of helping people out, Dan Gibbons has worked to help with food banks for many years. DanGibbonsFoundation.org is a place where you can find him. And for many years, I know, Dan, you've been in touch with what's happening. You made some calls today, different food banks, to see what's going on. We're hearing a lot about more people needing to go to food banks right now and needing some help there. What did you hear when you made those phone calls and sort of checked out to see exactly what's happening?
Well, in talking to the directors of the food banks that I'm familiar with, what they're saying is they're not going to, to keep the social distancing, they're going to have pre-packed boxes at their facilities. In other words, it's almost a drive-through where you would just pop your trunk and they would put the pre-packed box of your goods in the car for you, just so that there's not people in closed spaces inside. And that's pretty much basically for all the food banks that I've talked to, the ones in DuPage County. I sent you a sheet that Jasmine said you're going to post on your website later for the various ones.
A sheet here, Dan, the one you're referring to is West Suburban Community Pantry, everything from Lyle, Woodridge, Naperville. You go through Catholic Charities in Will County, Joliet. It really is a very comprehensive list of the different shelters and areas. Thank you for putting it together, compiling it. I know you made a lot of phone calls on behalf, because I know people have been asking, how can I help? What can I do? These are great places to give right now, because they're getting food right to people's hands, and they're doing it in a really organized way. Sometimes they get, what's the need, though? Tell us what is the biggest need right now if people want to donate.
The need right now is product. And what I found from all of them is you can donate online. If you donate funds, they'll go out and purchase the product, because people donate goods, but they do need the variety. They do need the dairy. People aren't going to donate dairy, so they're going to buy it, or they're going to purchase it from the Northern Illinois Food Bank. And the need, like you said earlier, volunteerism, because as restaurants and bars close down and people are staying home and need help, the retail stores that are shutting down as well. So there's more of a need at the pantries. There's more of a need of product. There's more of a need of volunteers. Those boxes just don't make themselves. Mm-hmm. There's people that have to sort the product that comes in and try to put a balance, a nutritional balance in each box. They do not accept prepared food. Now, they can't do that right now at this time. There's one organization that will, and that's in Will County Catholic Charities. They have a shelter that has men, women, and families there of 100 beds. It's a pad shelter, but then they will accept prepared foods, and they do a community lunch every day. It's called Daybreak. You can go to their website, too. All these websites are going to be posted for you.
WGNradio.com, I should say. We are going to get that all posted for you, because there's quite a lengthy list. Yeah. There's one near you, one in Wheaton, I didn't even mention, Westmont. You've got several in DuPage County, too, places where you can drop off food.
Right.
And you're looking at canned goods. What are some other good things to give if you want to stop by?
The high protein, basically non-perishables. I think with the money, they will buy the dairy, et cetera. But the non-perishables, peanut butter, tuna, beans, canned chicken, chili, pasta, baby food, dry cereal and jars, the veggie, the fruit, and the meat. Household items, obviously cleaners. We can't get enough cleaners these days. Bar soap, toothpaste, detergent, diapers of all sizes, children and adult. I mean, we have to take into consideration. If I'm shopping for a food pantry, I'm going in with the mindset that I have an elderly person living in my house and I have babies living in my house. So I like to try and buy a variety of food items and nutritional items. One thing I think, when in doubt, if you can call all these numbers and find out where that's going to be on your website to find out the nearest food pantry to you. But when in doubt, I would just, because the metropolitan area is made up of neighborhoods, and in each neighborhood within a block or two or three, you're going to find a local church. And it doesn't matter what denomination it is. The person, the pastor, the minister, the priest at that church is going to give you help. Now, immediately, they may have something right there for you, but he's going to direct you to a local pantry. That's when in doubt. I mean, you can find one in your neighborhood. Also, I'd like to remind everybody, years ago when we had a terrible heat wave in Chicago, or when we have sub-zero temperatures, do well-being checks with your neighbors, because especially the elderly, people that live by themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, the age-old problem with food is, especially the elderly, they're too proud to ask for help.
Right.
That skyline that we built downtown, that skyline didn't just get there by itself. Very proud people and very proud tradesmen made the city of Chicago what it is today. So take your neighbor into consideration. Go knock on the door. Just take them a newspaper or something. Just knock on the door. Just a well-being check will go a long way. And they're going to appreciate maybe just the conversation if they're doing okay.
It's a great reminder, Dan. I'm so happy that you said that, because the other thing I've noticed, too, is sometimes they may not want to go pick up their pharmacy drugs. Some they do mail, but not everyone's used to doing that. So sometimes you can offer to go pick up their prescriptions for them, or just, anything they need. Maybe they feel uncomfortable going to pick up their food. I don't know. Those are things you just offer, and you can help somebody that way.
Right.
Dan, is there another site we can go to here as we're running out of time? I just want to make sure, WGNradio.com, we're going to post all of the different food banks and the different outlets that you went and researched and found for us, so that people can help and they learn where to help. Anywhere else you would direct people outside of that list?
I think everything you have here, Metropolitan, the Greater Chicago Food Depository, they'll give you a list of the pantry near you, the Northern Illinois Food Bank. They supply 13 counties in North. So that, and then all the numbers that we have in DuPage County, People's Resource Center, West Suburban Community, Lowe's and Fish's, and Catholic Charities. It's pretty much all covered in this informational sheet.
Awesome.
That you're going to post.
Thank you, Dan.
That's basically it. Anytime I can be of help, you've got my number. Give me a call.
I know, and that's true.
Chicagoland, just hang in there. Mm-hmm. We are the city of big shoulders. Hang in there.
Important message, Dan, and I've always appreciated talking to you over the years. Thanks for calling in WGN today. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dan.
Keep us posted.
Care.